It's very hard to speak about Torah in one session, in one shmuz. There's so much to say, but we have to talk about it before shmuz. Chapran as much as we can. So I'll try to do justice to the topic. I'll start with an interesting question. For Maisa, when we come to yeshiva, probably the thing we hear most about is about Torah. Our Rabbeim tell us how important it is to learn Torah, how much it tools us, how much it changes ourselves, how much it changes the world, how much it accomplishes beruchnius, begashmius. And my question is, after everything, do we really believe it? Is it in our... No, of course, I can't say we don't believe it, but Namish, we believe that it's really true, Kapshutai. I always think about it. I heard many years ago from Shimshon Pinkus, he stood up before Shavuos and he asked a question like this. He said, if I would ask the Elam, if I would give you a pill, and you would take this pill and it would make that you wouldn't want to do anything else besides learn Torah, you'd forget about everything else. You take the pill, you'll be happy. You won't want to do anything else. You'll just be happy learning Torah. You'll lose your taiva for anything, all gashmis, all this, just to learn Torah. You'll take it? That's what he is. And, you know, he wanted everyone to think about it. And the question is, so why not? why is it that you know, that for many, that's not the automatic answer? And I think that part of the reason is, maybe, because as much as we hear, it's like sort of, we hear so much about Torah that it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that Torah, everything you hear, Ruchnius, Gashmius. I wanted to give some examples of the things that we hear that make it just so incredible. And then what I want to try to do is I want to try to make it credible and make it possible to believe, so maybe we could taka, bishoef, to want to connect to it in a big way. So I just wanted to give some examples of different nekudas, things that we hear. I'll read you a medrash. We'll start from pashta things, more things that have to do with ourselves and our lives. The Medrash in Yalkut Shmoni says, and you know, we say the capital term, Pekudei Hashem Yisham Mesam Chaylev. So it says, Tani Chizkiya Rav Chiya, Divrei Torah, Atara L'Rosh. It's like a crown on the head, Anak L'Tzavar. It's like a necklace, an ornament around the neck, Melugma L'Lev. It's like a bandage on the heart. Kiloyim le'inayin, it's like medicine for the eyes. Retil amaka, it's like a bandage on a maka. Koisikun le'me'ayin, it's medicine for the stomach. And then it brings psukim atar l'roish, kilevi'ah sein l'roishecha. What's the medrash saying? The medrash is saying, apash tazach. Torah affects a person. Which, as we know, we've heard in yeshiva, and we see over here, it's in more than one way. It's in a gashmistic way, refuas. Like the Gemara says also, Wolf Mayut the Gemara and Ervin, it says, Chosh B'Roisha, Yasek B'Tera, Chosh B'Meyav, Yasek B'Tera. Torah helps a person, Pasha, like a band-aid, Kipshutai. Torah can heal a person. The story is just done to bring out the point also. There were Talmidei Chacham Muflagim, not before many years, who could take their hand and put it on a makkah. Someone used to come with a complaint, put it on the makkah, and the makkah would get better. Pasha mikoyach the Torah of the person. I know someone, Talmud of Shmuel Birnbaum, told me that one time Shmuel Birnbaum's daughter, she had a child in the hospital, was very sick, and it was connected to machines, and the machines were bothering the kid, and the kid was crying the whole day, and his daughter was very, it's hard for a mother to watch a kid in that matzav. So Shmuel Birnbaum was there in the hospital once, and she said, I can't leave him here. I have to take him home. I can't watch him in so much pain. So Shmuel Birnbaum said to her, he said, I'm geizer, mekayach my Torah, that the kid shouldn't suffer anymore. That was it. No more pain. That was his kayach, that he was able to do with his Torah. Look, we have stories about this. It's not even chidushim to us, these stories. I'm just making the point. When you talk about refuah, we're not even talking about the refuah, that the limra Torah helps the person himself, like it says over here in all these examples. But there's a koyach of Torah, pasha to be merapa. There's a story about that with the Kisra Ramah also. The Ramah, he was working on his agos in Shulchan Aruch, so he was working in someone else's house. He had a base medrash somewhere to go and to sit. And the daughter in the house became sick, an older daughter, and he told the Baal Batim, he was leaving the house, he said, take my ksav and put it in the room with her, and she'll get better. That's the way it was. I heard a story, a Rav, Rav Yehuda Mutzafi, said over a story, he said that there was once a Pashata Sfadisha lady, she had a child who was born some problem, crying all the time. She was walking on the street one day and she saw a page from a chumash on the street. So she picked it up and she kissed it. She was going to put it in shame. She said to herself, she'll take it and put it in the crib with her son. And she believed that it would help. And kachav, it helped. A kayach of Torah to be mrapa. That's what I'm saying. That's pasha what it says in the Medrash. Just a small example of what Torah could do for us. Besides for that, even when it says over here, it's a Torah l'roish. That's something more than just a physical thing. It's something more than just refuah. What does it mean? The Gemara in Erevin says also on this pasuk, it says that if a person goes out alone and he doesn't have people with him, it says, Amr Bishur ben Levi, Hamahalch b'derech ve'inimo levia, he's going out on the derech, he doesn't have someone to accompany him, so he's scared. Yasek b'ter, shenemar ki levias chen heim. It's like a levias chen. Someone's going along with you. What does it mean? So the Mashal explains that why is it that a person wants to go with a group? Because when someone goes with a group, so people look at him, they respect him, they're scared of him, they don't start in with him. He says that's what Torah does to a person also. When someone learns Torah, so it changes him. It makes that, it's the Vias Chain. It's like, it is a Chain to him. It's like an Atar L'Roish, Anakim L'Gargaris. It means he becomes a different type of person. He looks different. He looks respectworthy. It changes his metzias. It's not just a chitzainistic thing. Good. Those are pashta things that we hear all the time. There's a braisa in Avster of Nosan, a halfdek of braisa also, in Perek Chav. It says, Reb Chaninya Skan HaKohanim Omer, Kol HaNoisen Divrei Torah Aliboy, someone who puts Divrei Torah on his lave, Mavirin Mimenu Hirhurei Cherev, Hirhurei Rav, Hirhurei Maves, Hirhurei Shtus, Hirhurei Yetzahara. What does it mean? It means a person puts Torah on his heart. It means he takes the Torah in. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavir mimenu, who he wipes away from him. Hirurei cherev, it means if he's scared of a war. Hirurei rov, if he's scared of a hunger, a famine. Hirurei maves, scared of death. Hirurei shtus, some silly things that come into the mind. Hirurei yetzahara. What's it talking about? I just think to myself, what's it talking about? It's talking about it's in time of war where he needs to be scared and makes that he's not scared. Obviously not. It's talking about, because we all know, the mind travels, we imagine things in this, and the Torah Pashut can calm our hearts. It changes our mindset, it gives us a certain calm. We don't worry about things. The Yetzer can't come, can't be marvelous. So besides the fixing our goof, giving us stature, the Satara is saying, it gives us a certain calm, a certain peace of mind. Also, a Koyach of Torah, another Koyach of Torah. We all know, right, the famous Chazal, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, the Yetzahara, the Torah has koyach to be mitavel. What does it mean, Barasi Torah Tavlin? Tavlin like spice, right? When you spice something, so it brings out the flavor, it fixes the thing, it takes out the not good taste from the thing. So when a person has Yetzahara, the Torah has a koyach to be mitavel, to fix the Yetzahara and make that the Yetzahara shouldn't overtake him and shouldn't make him tag incorrectly. It fixes the Yetzara. How does it work? Right? We all know Rav Lanta says it works in two ways. He says one way it works, we can understand. A person has an Nisayin in a certain area, he learns the halachas of those areas. So of course it helps, help him with the Yetzara. But Rav Lanta says that it's much more than that. He says it's an Eifen Skuli, something we can't understand. And Lamai said that when a person learns Torah, he finds that the Yetzara becomes weak. That's the Avster of Nosan. It's Mavir Mimenu. It makes that Itaka doesn't think about it. How does it work? We don't know. It's Taka something which we can't understand. Maybe we'll try to explain a little bit, but I'm saying it's a koyach that we know and we see that it is like that. So much so, Rusal Santi used to say, we all know, Rusal Santi used to say that when someone learns Torah and Lita, so then it affects Yidden in other countries. It makes that their Yetzara also doesn't have so much koyach over them. Because again, Klai Yisrael is connected and we just see that's a koyach that Torah has. We do, it affects other people as well. And it's Taka Nifledik, right? That's another area where we see a koyach of Torah. Just last week, we learned, right? In the parasha, B'chukosai, what does it say over there? It says that, if you are melon b'Torah, Nasati Gishmechem Bitam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of you, will send you Parnasa, right? Another area which we know is totally in Torah, right? Everyone's familiar, the Rambam, and then the Hilchos Shemitah V'Yovel. Again, it's a whole area to talk about, but just the memra that the Rambam says, if someone dedicates himself to Avod Hashem, to Limra Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of him, right? In a niflitic way, there's Loshon Rabbeinu Bachya, half of the Koloshon, in Parshas Beshalach, in the Parshas Amon. It says over there, B'hiskei Tchila, he brings a pasuk, and he says that they put the mon lefnei Hashem levar, ki mozen talmidei chachomim shebechol dor v'dor hu moser l'Hashem Yisbarach. The mozen, the food, the parnasa of talmidei chachomim in every dor is moser l'Hashem Yisbarach. V'munach lefnei Hashem. Right? There's also a famous klal which Rabbeim taught us, is that you see talmidei chachomim, they have a different seder in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of them in a different way. What in other areas of society a person has to do, he has to work. Talmidei chachomim somehow have a different seder, a different sidur. And it's a chashuv zach to know. This also comes from the koyach of Torah. Torah has a koyach to create a different seder with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It gives a person a different koyach hateva. It's something, I would say it's magic, that's what it is. You know, how does it work? You know, just because I'm learning Torah, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka treats me. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats us differently. I'm going to try to explain why, but I'm just bringing down all these things. These are things which, again, we've heard in Shiva all the years, and it Taka, like I'm saying, it seems unbelievable, but that's what it says. That's what it says. There's a ton of Bayo. The ton of Bayo says even more, right? He says, Perek Yud Ches, the ton of Bayo says, Baruch Hamokim Baruch Hu Shebocher B'Chachamim U'B'Talmidei Talmideim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boicher in Talmidei Chachamim B'Midah Sh'Odam Moided Moiden Lai, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekayim Midah Keneged Midah K'Shem Sh'Yesh B'Batei Knesiyos U'Batei Medrashis U'B'Chol Mokim Panu. They go into the shuls and the Batei Medrash and wherever they can find space, V'Kerem B'Hem L'Shem Shamayim, and they sit and they learn Torah L'Shem Shamayim. Umechazkin devrei Torah al piem, umekayim aleim tov legeva shiyus ol benuroi, and the mekayim being mekabel on themselves all Torah, kach kaviyochol afilu yishal odom kol ha'olam kulei b'sha'achas nesn lemiyad. If he'll ask for something, the lashon is kol ha'olam kulei b'sha'achas. He'll ask for everything there is to ask for in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to him. That means that the bakasha of a Talmid Chacham is a different bakasha. You have to know what degree you have to be on. Maybe there are other factors, but that's what it says in Talmud Be'Elyo. That's not just a question of parnasa to take care. A bakasha that he'll make, HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats his bakasha different. That's what a Talmud Chacham is. That's what Torah has a koyach to do. And again, I come back to the same question. I think that may be the reason why it's hard for us to, you know, incorporate all these things into our reality. Of course, we hear it and we know, believe it, is because it's taka hard to believe. It's very hard to believe that you're going to tell me that from these words, from, you know, from learning a few lines of Gemara, Chumash, whatever it may be, I can do all this, all this. And that's what I want to try to explain, maybe, to make it more real to us. First, I'll give a mashal. I think it's a good mashal. If you would have gone over to a person 75 years ago, huh? Someone who lived in Europe, and you would tell them like this. You see this speck of dust over here? In this speck of dust, there's energy. And if you could manage to split the two particles, you know, of energy in this speck of dust, you can produce enough energy to have electricity for the whole East Coast of America for a few hours. What would he tell you? Give me a break, right? Well, no, you think you lost yourself, right? But we all know, we grew up in an age of nuclear energy, and we know that you can take an atom, and in that atom has energy. If you can somehow harness that energy and release it, so then you can do amazing things, right? You see, nuclear reactors, a nuclear submarine, you know, you look, you expect to find, you know, they used to say in Marshall, way back, you know, the muscle they used to give was a steam engine. You know, when the first steam engines came in, so people didn't believe that you could have a horseless wagon, you know, you could have a train. They didn't believe these things. But this is much more incredible. You could take a tiny speck, tiny things, have in them a tremendous amount of energy. Of course, we believe it, because that's what we were brought up on. We were brought up on there's such a thing as nuclear energy. Everyone knows there's such a thing. You take a particle, an atom, whatever it is, you split it, and, you know, we saw, right? In World War II, they did it, and we saw how much incredible power it has. So, of course, we believe it. And I think that this is what we have to train ourselves. We have to train ourselves to believe this about Torah too. And I'll try to explain. L'maisa, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, which is unfortunately, I think, not respected enough. The Ramban counts it in the Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Ramban says, in the mitzvah Shnia, that the Rambam didn't count, which he holds as a mitzvah, the Rambam says like this, mitzvah Shnia in the Lavin. He says, a mitzvah Shnia shenimnanu shalei nishkach maimed har Sinai. The Ramban says that we were commanded, prevented, mitzvah sloisa say, that we should not forget Maimed Har Sinai. V'loi nosir oisoi midatenu, and it shouldn't be removed from our minds. Avol yeh einenu v'libenu sham kol hayom. Our hearts and our eyes should be there all the days. It means it should be on our mind, this picture of Maimed Har Sinai. Some people say every day in the Sheish Tchiris, it's a good thing because Ramban holds a mitzvah. And he explains why. He says, because we know where Torah came from. And that's a mitzvah in the Torah, to remember Maimed Har Sinai. What does it mean, Maimed Har Sinai? You're not saying to remember the Torah. Torah we learn all the time. We have Torah. So what does it mean, Maimed Har Sinai? Maimon Hasina was an incredible thing. You learned the Chazals about it, what was going on, and that's Taka what he's saying. We have a mitzvah to remember that there was an Eish Gadol, and there was a Kol Shefer. It's not, I can't do justice to in a few words what it means, but it means there was an incredible Maimon. It says that every Dibur that came out of the mouth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Klai Yisrael were thrown back 12 mil, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring them back. He had to make Tchias HaMesim, a whole, it was a ganz feiner show. I have a question. Why was it like that? Why did Kosh Bo do it like that? He did it just for the effect that we should remember it. That's why there had to be this Eish Gadol, this fire. That's why there was a Kol Shefer Chazak Moed. Is that the reason? Was there something better? And I think the answer is like this, and this is the point that I'm trying to get to. Ramchal, who's your size today, so in Derech Hashem, he has a chelik on Talmud Torah, and he says these words in chelik Dal Perek Beis. He says, "Hinei Talmud Torah inyan mukhra." Says a person has to learn Torah. Lefisha zulase yevshel agiya alamaisa. He won't know what to do. Kim la yeda ma'u mitzvah shiase ich yatzel. Says a person has to learn Torah because otherwise he won't know what to do. Omna, but zulas kolze yesh betalmud tachlis godel shlemus shaladim. Talmud Torah has in it a tachlis gadol for shleimus ha'adam. Ukvaras ganu in yibiktzar b'chelak rishon. He spoke about it before, and he says like this: b'chlal hashpois hanishpois mimenu yisparch l'tzarch b'yosef. Amongst the other hashpois, what's hashpa? This is something itself. Just when I see the words, it strikes me. What does it mean a hashpa? We talk about ruchnias kedusha. You know, hashpa means something that flows down, that impacts on you. That's what hashpa means. He's calling Torah, before we get into the details, he's calling it a hashpa. He says, "Bechlal hashpois hanishpois men isparach yesh hashpachas al yoinu mikol hashpois." Shenyanu yoyser yakar. He's saying this is a hashpa which is greater, bigger, more valuable. I just want to explain what it means when we talk about hashpa. When we talk about hashpa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't even. It's hard to even picture what we're talking about. It's not even a good marshal, but I can't think of a better marshal. If anyone ever was by Niagara Falls. So you see Niagara Falls, you see the amount of water coming over the mountain, right? So that's not even a good marshal for what we're talking about. When we talk about Hashpa coming down an incredible amount, so that's what we're talking about when we talk about Torah. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Mashpia. Listen to what he says. I just want to get us in the realm of what it means, Hashpa. Listen to what he says. Shenyonai hu yeser yokor umu'ula mikol masha efshashi imatsu ben imtsan. It's the most yakar, means valuable, umu'ule means exalted, than anything else that we have b'nim tzoyim. V'haynu, shu tachlis ma'ashev shi'imotze b'nim tzoyis, but this is the important line.
Me'ein hametzius hamiti shaloi yisparach.
It means that this is something which is a me'ein of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his mitzius, as much as we can understand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzius, and he put it in these words of Torah. That's even more incredible than taking all that energy and putting it in an atom. That's nothing. That's a physical thing. This is something that's even more. And that's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down on Har Sinai and he gave the Torah, it was something happening that was earth-shattering. It wasn't just a show. That's what was going on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was taking all this Torah that he had, all his mitzvahs, which includes the whole Bria, and what's going on in the Bria, and Torah, and mitzvahs, and the understanding, all the things, we can't even talk about it. The Or of Torah, right? I would say over, also from the Ramchal. The Ramchal speaks about it. We say Torah is Torah's MS. What does it mean, Torah is Torah's MS? It means there's no lies, everything is truth. Of course, that's true. He says that Torah's MS means that the Torah is the MS of the whole Bria. Everything there is in the Bria, if you want to understand what the real essence is, what it's really about, it's all in Torah. And that's why people who know Torah, they understand everything. They understand physical things, they understand psychology, they understand relations between people, they understand Yetzirah, they understand history, what's going on. Talk. But everything is there. Because that's the emes of Torah. And it's what's going on in this world, and what's going on, Asad Lava. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all this, and all the mitzvahs, and all the everything. All this hashpa. It's like taking, you know, Niagara Falls and trying to get it into, you know, into a water balloon, you know, get it all in, right? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on Maamar Har Sinai. He took all this Kedusha and everything, this Mitzius, which is Me'ein Mitzius HaYisbarach, and he put it into these words of Torah. And that's why I think there's a mitzvah for us to all the time. I mean, the Ramban says it. We have to remember Maamar Har Sinai because that's what Maamar Har Sinai represents to us. Because if not for Maamar Har Sinai, when we learn Torah, we can make a mistake. We think it's just words. It's true, it's very profound words, and it's thought, it's lumdis, it's unbelievable, and it's understanding. But it's so much more than that. That's what we have to remember. We have to remember that what happened at Har Sinai was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his mitzias, as much as his mitzias, to Shaykh to the word, and he gave it to us in Torah. And that's why Torah Taka could do all these incredible things, because it's a me'ein of the mitzvah. We don't have a kasha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, we don't have a kasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does all these things, Yisroimach Neiflim, Reifei Chaylim, Mater Asum, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, he does all those things. And that's the answer, because Torah is the same thing, it's me'ein of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Torah can do all these things for us as well. The Torah, when we learn it, it can change ourselves, it'll change our physical matzav, it'll change our mental state, it'll change our ruchnistika matzav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of us, he'll answer us, he'll bring us parnas that makes us more connected to him. The Nefesh HaChaim says, Taka, in Shardal, Perek Yudal, I think, he says, when a person learns Torah, so he's brought back to the matzav of Har Sinai, and that's why he says, Chazal used this mashal, this bitui, this expression, that the Varam was smeichim kinesinasai b'sinai. Because when a person learns Torah, he's really taking himself back to that matzav. And that's why we have to remember that matzav Maamar Har Sinai, because we have to know when we open up our Gemara and we start learning, that's what we're doing. We're taking ourselves back to that matzav Maamar Har Sinai where HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all that Kedusha and all that Ruchnias and all that Or and all that understanding, and he took it all and he put it into this Torah that we have. And that's what Torah is. Torah is so much. It's something you can't talk about. As I said, you talk about in a few minutes. You can't even talk about it. It takes weeks and months. Go try to explain to someone who never experienced Torah what Torah is. You take a look at Nefesh HaChaim and Shadal, how many tens of Maamar Chazal he has. How it's good for you in Olam Haza and Olam Haba. This. I try to say a few details. But the main thing is to understand the Nekuda. The Nekud is that it's the Me'in of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochel. We have no problem davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asking Him for refuas and asking Him for chachma, and He should help us do tshuva and say after the Shema and Parnasa. And we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it all and He put it in the Torah for us. And that's why when we nigash to Torah, when we approach Torah and we open our Gemara and we start learning, we have to remember that. That's why it's a mitzvah to remember Maamar Har Sinai. And now that we're coming up on the day of Maamar Har Sinai, That's what we have to be thinking about. We have to be thinking about that now we're coming close to that day, and that's why we have to prepare ourselves, because it's not a simple thing for the world to get Torah. By Maimon HaSinai Taka, it says that the whole world was quiet. Chazal say, the birds didn't chirp, the dogs didn't bark, no one made noise. You know why? Because the world was getting impacted in such a way that it froze. That's what happened. And Klal Yisrael were able to incorporate that because they prepared themselves, and that's why they needed preparation. Because you can't just take a person and put this Torah in a person. And it says that when Klal Yisrael heard the Torah, when they heard Anoichi, they heard Lo-Yeh, so the Torah went deep into their mitzvahs. It says, the Medrash says, that if when they heard Anoichi, all the mitzvahs Asay went into them. When they heard Lo-Yeh, all the mitzvahs Lo-Yeh Asay went into them. It went in a deep way that they understood that this is what life is about. It's about these mitzvahs Asay and these mitzvahs Lo-Yeh Asay. That requires preparation. So we have a few days left to prepare, to think about it, what Maimed HaSinai means. And the work that we do has to stay with us our whole lives, because that's the mitzvah. We have to remember. And if we work on it now, and we go through Shavuos in that way, so that's the hope, and that's the tefillah, is that every time we open a Chumash afterwards, or a Mishnayos, or a Gemara, or a Mishnah Brura, we remember that this is connecting us with that Maimon HaSinai. And with all that Hashpah, all that, you know, again, Niagara Falls is not a marshal. It's not even a good marshal. With all the Hashpah that comes down with it, all the Keiches of HaKadosh Baruch that He gives us, and all the Brachas that He gives us. And it should make us want to learn, and it should make us think about it, that if someone will ask us the question, if I'll give you a pill and you'll only want to learn and nothing else, then your answer will be, yeah, we're ready. Nasa v'nishma. Shubizai chokach.